Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, April 18th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, what a week it was. Well, let's just move on. The day begins with the moon and the sun in Aries, the feisty cardinal fire sign of the zodiac. Aries is symbolized by a ram, a male ram, that is biased to banging into things with its head as a show of dominance. Doesn't always mean it gets anywhere, but it sure likes to bang against something. Aries charges forth with fearlessness and not always with caution. Now, the sun is exalted in Aries. Now, that puts the ego on full display. We all have an ego. Is it a ripe ego or an unripe ego? In other words, how much do we care for other people, or are we just stuck being in our own world? Now, Aries is a self-centered energy, not necessarily a team player, but ever eager to win. So with the moon and the sun here starting a new 28-day lunar cycle, you typically get that kind of mojo. But this cycle is different. Aries is ruled by Mars, and Mars is getting squeezed. Mars is close to Saturn, and what Saturn does is it frustrates the energy of Mars. Now, on the positive side, it might bring focus to the impulsiveness of Mars. In other words, that ram might take a good look at what it's butting up against. On the negative side, the frustration of Mars and Saturn can lead to explosive eruptions. That ram just keeps pounding through. Now, tension seeks release. That's just a law of physics. And sooner or later, it will release. Well, now, in the meantime, the week has some delightful energies to look forward to. On Sunday and Monday, the moon will move into Taurus, its sign of exaltation. Now, this is considered to be the most auspicious day of the year when the two major lights of the zodiac, the sun and moon, are each in their respective signs of exaltation. So it's a good day for feeling the positivity as if nothing can break your stride. A lot of people in India pick this day to get married, as if that will help. And it's also a very good time for all things Venus. When the planet of love, art, and romance leaves self-centered Aries and moves into its home sign of Taurus, that's a fixed Earth sign. Now, Venus in Taurus will be here for about a month, and Venus expresses well in Taurus. Another reason to see the beauty and the divinity of the day as the grass turns greener up here in Down East Maine and our gardens come back to life. Now, four planets to remain in Pisces, which is somewhat of a problem in terms of how they express their energies. Saturn, Neptune, Mars, and Mercury are there. Now, Pisces doesn't help these energies express their energies at optimal levels. They still express, but not so well. Mercury in Pisces is easily confused. It's good for the imagination, but not so good for being serious or practical. Saturn, the reality planet, is challenged here. Reality, like gravity, never goes away, but when Saturn is here, you might think it did. And as to the notion that ignorance is bliss, well, that may be true, but only for a little while. Saturn will find a way to express itself, though it may be diluted for the time being. And Mars in Pisces, it's sort of like shooting arrows into the ocean. They don't really go well. Well, and let's not forget that today is Patriots Day. Remember, on the 18th of April in 75, that's 1775, the shot heard around the world was fired in Lexington, Massachusetts. My, how the world has changed. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. So don't be fooled. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.